Hello and welcome to the First Impressions podcast. I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with my friend, Chris John Riley, we record the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. We look forward to seeing you this year at the 37th Annual FIRST Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. The dates are June 22nd through June 27th, 2025. And now we join our interview in progress. Hello, I'm your host, Martin McKay, and along with Chris John Riley, we're interviewing John Hollenberger, who is going to be talking at FIRST this year, and his talk is Building the Blueprint, Designing Effective Storyboards for Cybersecurity Tabletop Exercises. How are you today, John?
Oh, doing great. Happy to be here and appreciate the time today.
What do you mean by storyboarding exercises? I don't know if everybody's going to understand what it is you're talking about unless they're either doing this or a dungeon master.
Yeah, it's a great question. So yeah, so tabletop, I love tabletop exercises. And so this talk kind of stemmed out of years of conducting tabletop exercises. And a lot of times getting the questions is how do we run these tabletops on our own? You know, we love working with you and love having you come in and do these for us. But, you know, we want to run these regularly on our own. So how can we effectively do that? The point of this conversation and this topic here is really to help organizations build out their next tabletop exercise. So storyboard itself is really kind of that blueprint of the tabletop exercise. It's essentially that one pager. Sometimes there'll be a little bit more than a one pager, but what are the key things that we need to know about or that we're going to discuss during the tabletop exercise? So it's really defining some key components of the tabletop exercise. So obviously, what is our objective of the tabletop exercise? So we, you know, first and foremost, let's define the objective of the tabletop exercise. So let's put that front and center on that storyboard. The storyboard itself, when you're doing this too, let me step back, is, you know, do it on a whiteboard, do it on Post-its, do it on Word. If you're remote and working with a team, you know, maybe you're going to use your collaboration tools on that, but just depending on where you're at. But really, it's putting that key things on paper. So the objectives, the scenario itself. So what are we trying to cover? You know, are we talking ransomware during this exercise? Are we, maybe it's a business email compromise. Perhaps it's, you know, we want to focus on what happens if we have an incident and it gets in the media. Maybe our objective is just to handle the media aspects of it. So our scenarios then that goes in the media. And then we're going to define our injects. What are the injects that need to be in there? And an inject is basically a piece of information that comes at you during that cyber incident. So really, now I'll stay with the ransomware example. First and foremost, you know, we've got a ransom note on a server. That might be the inject itself. And then also discussion points. Here's our information. What are we trying to get out of this now? What are our things that we want to discuss during this tabletop? So essentially, you're putting these key aspects of the tabletop exercise down on paper, and it allows you to quickly design and change that exercise if needed. So you can kind of write it out on a piece of paper or on a whiteboard and say, here's our key components that we want to go through before putting it into that more formal presentations. A lot of times I'll do it, you know, in a PowerPoint presentation, something like that. Before I go that route, you know, I want to talk through the storyboard with the customer and say, here's what we're going to discuss. Here's what the exercise is going to look like. Once we are in agreement, then we'll jump in and put it into a nicer format and get going. But it allows that one page view essentially of the tabletop exercise, and it makes sure everything aligns properly as well. I've built out tabletops where in some cases, you have inject one doesn't really align with inject five. And if you just jump right into the PowerPoint, you may miss that because you're kind of just, oh, this one looks good, let's go on to the next one. Whereas if it's on one piece of paper or one whiteboard, you see that full view of the exercise and say, all right, this is what we need. This is what we want to cover. These are hitting our objectives. So it really gives you that visibility into that. And then also if you need, you know, further approvals or whatnot, you can quickly get that approval by just sending over the document or what have you, or picture of the whiteboard. But it allows you to brainstorm as well and really get to the point of your exercise without jumping through too many hoops and going down that rabbit hole. So essentially, that's a long way to answer. Storyboard is essentially the blueprint of your tabletop.
It sounds very much like these are highly customized to individual company scenarios, even departments in larger companies. Is there a certain amount of this that's reusable across you know, multiple companies or multiple different departments, if you're working on different, maybe different aspects of the same scenario, how we're responding to the press element could maybe be a separate scenario to how you're dealing with the technical element.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll say most tabletop exercises are going to be custom to the organization itself. So if I'm building it out, I'm going to, you know, start from scratch and build it out. Now, if I'm company A and I'm going to do these regularly for company A because I work for that company, and you can obviously reutilize these depending on the audience. Maybe you're doing technical exercise first, so some of those injects and the overall objective is going to be the same. It's to prepare the company or what have you. We might just have to change some of the inject. We want to change those injects to match up the audience. Now, certainly, if it is a higher level type scenario where you're not necessarily getting down into the technical weeds with the tool sets and what tools and technology a company has, certainly it could be reutilized. And there are some kind of simple and effective exercises that organizations can do that are higher level and would work for anyone. I've actually done talk on that as well. It's really just going over, here are some simple exercises any org could do. You might have to change things here or there, but certainly storyboards could be reused across industry verticals or across companies, or if you're working with partners or collaborating, maybe you have a local user group come together and put together some storyboards, and each company can run their own tabletop using that same storyboard.
It strikes me still as being a lot like being a dungeon master, where you have to build in all of these different aspects of data into what's going to happen. And there's always at least one character or employee who goes and does something you never thought they would do. Have you had a lot of experience with that happening to you?
Yeah. So it's funny you mentioned Dungeon Master, because I oftentimes, if someone says, what is a tabletop? I'm like, just, it's Dungeons and Dragons, but in cybersecurity realm. Occasionally, in the tabletops I've done, sometimes we'll like to throw folks for a loop and we'll go down that rabbit hole of a certain direction. Or someone in the room will say, hey, you know, what happens if this happens? And so then we've got to have a lengthy discussion. One of my favorite examples was specifically for a lost or stolen device. The question was, how would the front desk handle this if they got a call that said, hey, we got this device, would they get it to the right people? And everyone around the room, the consensus was, yes, absolutely, we'll get a phone call as soon as that comes in. Well, what do? We pick up the phone and call and say, hey, we found this device. And then we moved on with the tabletop, and we still hadn't got notified. The people that should have been notified were in the room, still didn't get notified by the end of that tabletop exercise. So sometimes you just got to try it out and practice. Obviously, I'm not saying to go in and drop some malware in your environment, but some of the more fundamental aspects of incident response, and you can actually test out and try it and just see what happens. The nice thing about tabletops is they're tend to be hands-off. There's no technology involved, and you don't have to worry about breaking anything. So you can kind of discuss and figure out where our gaps are without actually using any tools or technology.
You bring up an interesting point there. You mentioned this technical and not technical kind of hands-off. How does that play with those kind of assumptions of this will happen if we do this? Because in a non-technical scenario, you say, well, what happens if we do this? Oh, we have this here. It's a problem that's been solved. But then in reality, maybe there's a gap there. At what point does the tabletop take a step back and say, well, we actually need to technically validate that? And do you technically validate these assumptions afterwards when you're feeling more comfortable with the processes? How does that fit into a kind of a longer life cycle?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, so a lot of times we will, you know, we'll discover gaps during our exercises, and maybe it is, like you said, something around a specific tool or technology. And it's, you know, so I'll kind of use this as a higher level. We have an EDR tool in place. We've never tested or practiced isolating a host. We know it's there. We can on paper say, yeah, we could check that box that we can isolate a host quickly if we need to, because we have this EDR tool, but we've never actually tested it. So in some cases, yes, you do need to go back and validate that the controls you have in place are actually valid and are actually working. You know, obviously that's kind of a low-hanging fruit type thing, but yeah, we might get down into the technical weeds, and we might have a question around a specific piece of technology that we have. And in some cases, we need to go back and make sure that we do have what we say we have. I regularly conduct assessments, and the assessments are largely looking at documentation and having discussions with the customer. And, you know, they'll say, yes, we have this in place, but in reality, do they actually have it? You know, we need to actually go back and check the control, check the technology, check what they have in place to make sure that we can validate, you know, what is actually in place, making sure it's doing what it says it's doing.
Now, we've talked a little bit about this being both non-technical and a technical sort of exercise. Who should be attending your talk? What level is this, for management or the day-to-day employees?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll say both, definitely both. Tabletop exercises are not just, they're not just the technical team. They're not just the executive team. They really need to be both groups. It's a and or sometimes. So a lot of times tabletops, you're going to want to set your audience when you're building out a tabletop. And so sometimes you will focus more on a technical audience where you're just focusing on those technical aspects of response. In other times, you're going to focus more on the business or the executive side where it's those business aspects of incident response. So, you know, I know when I started in security 18 or so years ago, it was one person's job to handle an incident and they did everything. The expectation was that one person handled everything. It's not that way anymore. It's
no sleep for that. No sleep for that person for a week.
So it's now needs to be the entire organization. So those business folks need to know a lot of times with IR, you're pulling in business continuity and or disaster recovery aspects. Are we disconnecting from the internet? Who can make that decision? How are we communicating internally and externally? Who's doing that communication? So all those things have to come up as well. So a lot of times we'll either focus on the technical or the business side, but then in some cases we'll focus on a more cross-collaborative exercise where we're bringing both sides into the room so both sides can understand what the other side's doing and what roles and responsibilities are. It's always great to get everyone in the room to at least have that conversation of who's doing what. And realistically, the incident response plan should define that. But how often do we walk into an organization that nobody knows the plan exists and nobody knows what the roles and responsibility are? So having those exercises to actually understand that. In terms of who should come to the presentation, I would say both sides of the house, both your technical and your executive. Even if you're not going to be the one running a tabletop exercise, you'll get some great information on, you know, what a tabletop is, what a storyboard is, and how they can be utilized. That way you could take that back to your organization and say, hey, I saw this fantastic presentation. We should probably start doing some tabletop exercises.
So I guess the question really, is there anything we've missed, anything you really want to share with people who might be coming to the conference before we close things out?
I will say from an overarching perspective, not just my talk, but in general at the conference, you know, make sure you are making contacts, have discussions with others that are there. This specific conference brings folks from around the globe. You'll build relationships and get great knowledge, whether it's from my presentation or other presentations. You know, you'll get that great knowledge, but more so you'll build those relationships and have contacts that you might need to rely on down the road because you have a question about some topic. So for example, if you ever have a question on tabletops, feel free to reach out anytime, but you know, you're going to meet other contacts as well, where they're going to be that resource for you. And it's a global resource as well. So take advantage of everything the conference has to offer.
Well, we've been talking to John Hollenberger about his talk about building the blueprint, and we look forward to seeing you in Copenhagen, John.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to the First Impressions podcast, the official podcast for the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. We thank you for listening, and you can find out more at first.org, and we hope to see you in Copenhagen, Denmark, June 22nd through 27th. Thanks and goodbye.